Let's review Pesachim Daf Tzadi Ches. Zok the Mishnah. Hamafrish in the cave of the Pisco, Zachar ben Shtei Shanim Yirat, Yistoy, Vyimacher, Vyipul Domavlin, Dovel Shlomim. Somebody designates a female or a 2-year-old animal, both of which are not kosher as a carbon Pesach, and he designates it as a carbon Pesach. It should graze until it develops a mum, then sold so that the money can be used for a voluntary Shlomim. So the Gemara points out that this Mishnah teaches three things about the concept of Dichui, that once something is disqualified as a carbon, it remains disqualified even when the reason for the disqualification is gone. The first thing it teaches us is Bali Chayim Nidachin, that even living things are subject to dichui. Second, dichui meikara havi dichui. Something that was never kosher to begin with is still considered nidche and never eligible to be kosher. And third, yesh dichui bedamin. Even when the original kedusha is only kedushas damin, like the animals that were not fit to be used in Karban Pesach, it's still subject to dichui. So the Mishnah continues, hamafrish pischo meis lo yivienu b'no achrav l'shem Pesach, elo l'shem shlamim. If a man designates an animal as Karban Pesach and then dies before shechting it, his son, who is not registered on the carbon, cannot bring it as a carbon Pesach, but should bring it as a carbon Shlamim after the first day of Yantiv. So the Brayis explains that if the son were also registered on the carbon Pesach, he could bring it as a carbon Pesach. Gemara asks, well, wait a second. If the father dies before Chatzos, the child who is registered should not be able to bring it as a carbon Pesach because he's an Onain. And if the father dies after Chatzos, the son who is not registered should not be able to bring it as a carbon Shlamim because at Chatzos it's already established as a carbon Pesach. So the Gemara offers five answers. First, Rava says the father died before Chatzos, and the son brings it as a Pesach Sheni, long after his Aninus is over. Second, Abayi says the Mishnah refers to two separate cases. If he dies after Chatzos and the son is registered, he brings it as a Karban Pesach. If the son were not registered, it would have to be left to graze. If he dies before Chatzos and the son is not registered, it's brought as a Shlamim. If the son were registered, it would be brought as a Pesach Sheni. Rav Shravia, as a third answer, said it died after Chatzos, but it doesn't necessarily become established as Karban Pesach because the father was a Goseis at Chatzos. So it was clear that there was a good chance he would not be able to bring the Karban as a Pesach. Fourth answer, Avashi says the father died after Chatzos, but we assume in Bali Chaim Nidachin, living things cannot become rejected. So even though the animal was rejected when the father died, it can still become kosher as a Shlamim again. Finally, the fifth answer, Ravina says it was first designated after Chatzos, and the father died after Chatzos, so it was not established as a Pesach at Chatzos. Zak the Mishnah, Pesach Shemesarev Bezvachim. If a carbon Pesach gets mixed up with other carbonos, they should all graze until developing a mum and then be sold. They should buy carbonos of each kind that are as valuable as the most expensive animal in the mixture, with all of the extra expenses coming out of pocket. Nis Arvu B'Bechoros, if it were mixed with Bechoros, Rabbi Shimon holds that since the avod of a Bechor is identical to a Pesach, a group of Kohanim can bring them all and just eat the meat of both carbonos that night. The Rabbanon, however, hold that you can't do that, since it would limit the time of the Bechor to just one night, which is a violation of bringing Kachem L'Beis Apsul. So you just wait until they all develop movement and bring another animal to transfer the Kedushas Pesach onto, but eat all the animals like a Bechor Balmum. Zok the Mishnah, Chaburo Shavad Pischa, if a group lost their carbon Pesach, if they told one member of the group to look out for their carbon and he found it and shechted it, but the rest of the group, out of fear that he would not find it, brought another animal as a carbon, so im shalom nishchet rishon, if the original carbon Pesach was shechted first, they could all eat from it. Im shalahen nishchet rishon, if the replacement was shechted first, then the guy who shechted the original eats the original, but the rest of the group eats the replacement. But if you don't know which one was shechted first, or if they were shechted at the same exact time, then the guy who shechted the original Karban Pesach eats it, but the rest of the group doesn't eat anything, and also doesn't have to bring a Pesach Sheni. Amr lehenim ichartu tu v'shachtu alai, if the one guy was not sent by the group to find the original for them, but he told the rest of the group that if he is late in coming back, they should include him on a replacement, and they did. Im shalahen nishchat rishon, if the replacement was shechted first, everybody eats the replacement. Im shalon nishchat rishon, if his was shechted first, everybody eats their own. Im ein yadua, if they don't know which was shechted first, or they were shechted at the same time, the rest of the group, but not the guy who went to find the original, eats the replacement, and the original carbon is burnt. Omr lahen ve'omru lo, if they both said to each other to shecht the carbon Pesach on their behalf, everybody eats from whichever was brought first, and if they were brought at the same time, both carbonos are burned. Neither one would be allowed to be used. Lo omr lahen ve'lo omru lo, The fourth permutation, if neither he nor the group told each other to shecht on their behalf, each just eats their own carbon Pesach that they brought, so it turns out both carbonos Pesach actually get used. These last two halachas demonstrate that yafas shtika l'cham kal v'chomer l'tipshim, being quiet is good for wise men, certainly good for fools, because by not saying anything to each other, everybody's able to bring and eat a carbon Pesach properly.